Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
And we are going to start with that ongoing travel chaos following a fire at an electrical substation which has cut power to Europe's busiest airport, Heathrow. The airport has cancelled all flights in and out until at least midnight, leaving passengers stranded, travel plans disrupted and forcing planes to divert to airports from Shannon to Amsterdam. Well, in a moment we'll get updates from Dublin and Cork airports, but first we're joined by travel correspondent with the London Independent, Simon Calder. So Simon, talk us through this massive disruption.
Oh my goodness, Claire, it's been absolutely awful. So the fire started about 10 hours ago at midnight, and it was 3 a.m. when Heathrow made the call, we are going to close for the day. We simply haven't got any power. And of course, they depend absolutely crucially on power in order to get everything from the runway lights to the IT systems working. So that didn't happen. And they just said, we're cancelling everything. By that stage, exactly as you say, there were 120 aircraft in flight going to to Heathrow Airport. And well, yeah, if anybody's lucky enough to be in beautiful Shannon this morning, they will see that there's aircraft from British Airways, United Airlines, and quite possibly a few more on the ground there. They were basically put there because it's the first bit of Europe that you get to, and they simply stopped there and decided to go no further. Mm-hmm. Of course, dozens and dozens of flights between Irish airports and the UK, and as a result of that, well, there's just thousands of people stranded, and more particularly, I guess, people with plans for the weekend have no idea if and when they will be able to get on their way.
Mm-hmm. Now, people will be looking at this. Obviously, this was a substantial fire. Anyone who has seen the pictures will know that. It's under control now, we understand from reports that are coming in. But people will be saying, well, why doesn't Heathrow have alternative backup power plans? Is it just too big to have those in place?
Well, of course, no. It's not too big to fail, as we've most definitely seen. The big problem is that and clearly this is absolutely critical infrastructure, the most important bit of infrastructure, I think, in the whole of Europe, probably in terms of transport. And if it's not working, well, that just completely wrecks the schedules of a quarter of a million people today, possibly more than that tomorrow. And it will remain to be seen if things are going to get back to anything like normal by the start of next week.
Mm-hmm. And that seems to be the prediction. And does that fit with what you're hearing, that this is going to be days, Simon, before there is a return to normal?
Well, okay, so we know that Heathrow is working very, very hard on trying to get this fixed. The National Grid in the UK is obviously doing what it can in order to try to get things all the power switched back on. But even when it is, if you take an airline like British Airways, the main operator at Heathrow, well, all of its planes are out of position. Not all of them, of course, they've got a fair number which just didn't go anywhere this morning, but lots of planes, lots of pilots, lots of cabin crew just in the wrong places. And it's very difficult to see how they can get to anything back to anything like normal anytime soon. It's a miserable position for them, their staff, and more particularly mm-hmm. for all their passengers.
And listen, the airlines we know are scrambling. I mean, I see EasyJet now, Ryanair saying we're going to put on as many extra flights as we can. We're putting bigger planes on the routes, but they're still working this out, you know, they're going to move people around. The advice for people is to get in touch with those airlines and not, of course, to travel to Heathrow or to the airport you plan to leave from to get to Heathrow.
Yeah, and sure. And the British Transport Secretary, Heidi Alexander, has said, I advise you to contact the airlines, but I mean, anybody who thinks that they're going to get a sensible answer out of British Airways today is mistaken, because the airline is obviously just completely overwrought. It didn't even get the cancellation notices out until 6 o'clock in the morning, by which stage many people will have been on their way to the airport. So it's just a matter of waiting. I've got a booking on BA this afternoon. They just said, you know, keep an eye on your emails and texts, which isn't much use to anybody.
And there's no possibility that you're hearing about that Heathrow could open sooner than midnight.
Right. OK, well, I'm hoping that the cancellation until so late was done out of an abundance of caution. And they thought, OK, the thing to do is to close everything, even though, yeah, we might have stuff back and running by this afternoon. I'm very much hoping that is the case. But Heathrow was saying, nope, the disruption could stretch for days. And Ryanair, of course, and as well EasyJet of the UK will be delighted that they don't have anything to do with Heathrow. They are picking up extra bookings and indeed putting on extra flights in order to try to help people out. And I imagine those will go quite soon, and they may even come up with some more.
OK, Simon, thank you for updating us. That's Simon Calder there with the London Independent. And if you have been impacted by this in any way, send us a voice note this morning on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32. Tell us how your plans have been disrupted. Are you stranded somewhere? Maybe you were planning to go away, as Simon was saying there. So many people might have been heading away for the weekend and those plans are dashed. Get in touch on WhatsApp. The number again, 0870 32 32 32. Our reporter, Maura Fay, is at Dublin Airport now. Maura, you're at Terminal 2. Flights from Aer Lingus and British Airways depart from. So how are things there this morning?
I can see cancelled written across the screen here in lots of spots on the flight's departure screen, Claire. The advice to people now is do not come to the airport. Contact your airline directly and they will try to reschedule. But as you can imagine, Claire, this situation is causing an awful lot of hassle for people, particularly those in larger groups. I was speaking to one lady from Argentina a short time ago. She's the leader of a group of 20 17-year-old Argentinian students who spent the last 2 weeks in Ireland learning English. Now, they were due to fly from Dublin to London this morning for a 3-day excursion and then from there back to Argentina. However, that's not happening now and they can't break up into smaller groups to go on different flights to get to London, as the students are all minors and need to be accompanied by adults. She's now in the process of trying to book a hotel for tonight and get flights that will bring the group to London in advance of their return flight to Argentina early next week. So obviously a lot of stress there. Another group I spoke to, a group of 8 people, they were due to fly from Cork this morning to Miami via Heathrow. However, those flights obviously got cancelled. They then booked flights direct from Dublin to Miami, so got on the road at 5:30 this morning and made it just in time for their flights. But a lot of stress there and obviously an enormous expense, Claire.
Okay, and Maura, you mentioned there the advice is not to come to Dublin Airport, but that's for people specifically who had plans to travel on to Heathrow. Everybody else will get their flight as normal, is that right?
Yes, everyone who is, all other flights to other destinations are operating normally and there's no disruption or anything like that in that regard here.
Okay, but if you are travelling to Heathrow, if that was your plan, Heathrow is closed and you shouldn't travel to Dublin Airport in those circumstances.
Yes, correct.
Maura, thank you so much. Maura Fay there at Dublin Airport. Let's go to Cork Airport now and to our reporter Brian O'Connell. So what are things like there, Brian?
It's relatively calm and businesslike here in Cork Airport, Claire. A total of 8 flights scheduled between here and Heathrow were cancelled. Heathrow is obviously the busiest route from Cork, 4 flights in and out each day. The airport says there is likely, just picking up on your point, to be disruption for a number of days, given how many flights are impacted. Obviously, Ryanair are still operating with a number of alternative options here, Luton, Stansted, Gatwick. So there are options and some passengers are choosing to make those alternative arrangements and are not waiting to see what happens with Heathrow throughout the rest of today. The first flight to Heathrow this morning was at 7:40 a.m. It was due to go out, but obviously it was cancelled. So some passengers arrived at the airport having not been updated or didn't get any notice of the events in Heathrow, even though that decision was made some hours earlier. This affects not only passengers for whom London would be their final destination, but obviously those getting connecting flights, given that Heathrow is a major international hub, as we we know. So that was the case, Claire, with this passenger I spoke to. She's living in Australia. She's been here visiting family for the past number of weeks. Arrived in Cork Airport just after 7 a.m., expected to get on her flight to Heathrow, and then her onward connecting flight.
You were due to fly to Heathrow?
Yeah, and then on to Perth. But obviously, I got two emails from Qantas, which they were the carrier I was flying with. So far, I've got nothing. But these ladies here in Aer Lingus hopefully will book a flight Monday for me. So I get home maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. Work will be delayed.
You were here for a visit and heading back to Australia?
Yeah.
Living in Australia?
Yeah. I was visiting my mum for the last 3 weeks. So my family in Australia, I'm very happy.
So what alternative are you being offered now?
Well, hopefully she's trying to book me a flight on Monday with Qantas, exactly the same, you know, scenario as I would have done today. Qantas sort of locked down our flights anyway, so we couldn't go with other carriers. It was a bit of a shock when I got here because I didn't know that, you know, there was some issues.
Your flight was due to leave at 7:40 this
AM. I was stunned, to say the least.
It seems incredible, doesn't it, that an impact on one piece of infrastructure like this could knock a whole airport out?
Yeah, thousands and thousands of flights. And like one of the girls was saying, it's not going to be fixed tomorrow. You know, it's going to take a long time to catch up and get everybody in and out and where they were supposed to be going.
Have you made the call to the boss?
No. My daughter said she'll do that for me, so I think, we'll leave you there.
Yeah, well, listen, best of luck. Hopefully
Thank
you get
you.
Out on Monday, so
yes.
Today's Friday. An extra few days in
That's
Ireland,
true, you
not
know,
too
I
bad.
Can't, no.
The sun is shining.
And my mum will be happy.
Yeah,
she'll get a shock when I go home.
She certainly will. Brian O'Connell there at Cork Airport. I'm also joined by Sheila Fogarty, LBC presenter. Sheila, great to have you with us. Unfortunate
Hiya,
circumstances
hi.
For you, though, because you were attempting to fly into Shannon from Heathrow this evening. Is that right?
I was coming over for a memorial mass for my lovely Auntie Nance, which I'm now not going to be able to attend. But, you know, these things happen. I mean, people are experiencing a lot more disruption than I am, just a planned quick weekend trip. But, the information we're getting is all on the app. I booked with Aer Lingus on an app, and they're updating the app as and when. But I think it's pretty clear from listening to everybody there in the last 5-10 minutes with you that there's no... It's not worth attempting to fly there this weekend, I don't think, from Heathrow. So it's
okay.
Worth cancelling it.
But had you made an attempt to travel from a different airport or to rebook in any way?
I looked at flights elsewhere, but the prices were extraordinary. And even on Aer Lingus, I looked for tomorrow morning just in case, optimistically, things are fixed by tomorrow morning. And my £40 flight today is now... or, you know, the equivalent flight is now, wait for it, £465.
Ouch. You're not going to do that. Yeah, you're not going to book that.
1,000% increase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's not an option for you, is it?
No, it's not. It's not an option, no. And I mean, you know, it could be something much more essential that I was heading to, in which case, you might have to think about it. But I do think that's something we have to ask questions about. If they call it disaster capitalism, don't they? But just looking at something going wrong and then really making hay out of it rather than understanding that very serious disruption is happening to people. I see that Ryanair are calling their extra flights rescue flights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And easy,
yeah.
easy
not
jet.
Free,
of, well, they're not free, and EasyJet have put some on as well. Have you been able to figure out? Do you get your money back on the flight that you can't travel on because it's not leaving?
Well, I've been looking at the. You can get a refund of sorts. I'm still wading through whether you get the full refund or not. Fortunately, the tickets that I bought were fairly low in price, so it's not the end of the world if I don't get a full refund.
Yeah.
But on my car hire, because there's always knock-on effects here, aren't there? Mm-hmm. I hired a car for 3 days, and because I've cancelled that later than 48 hours before, I have to pay a 45 quid fee for cancelling it. So, already the costs start to mount up for people.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and as you, as we've heard from people you've been speaking to, if you need hotels, those kids from Argentina, I mean, that is disruption. You know, their parents will be at the other end hoping that whatever course they've been on can still maintain the same level of safety for them, you know. And
well, yeah,
I'm sure it can. But
you feel great sympathy for the teachers who are having to figure all of this out. Yes. And none of us would want to be in that position. So
exactly.
You'll get your money back on your flight, but there's no there's no obligation then on the airline to rebook you on anything else, is there?
There doesn't seem to be. They're not. They've just said keep looking at the app, and I think, like everyone, they're having to see what Heathrow does, I think, because excuse me, in your conversation with Simon, it was pretty clear that they've gone for the abundance of caution and said absolutely no flights till at least midnight today. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, there's not much else that the airlines like Aer Lingus and BA can do other than wait for Heathrow Airport. And I've noticed as well that Heathrow are saying, even if we're able to get our systems back on track, they all have to be tested before they can be, you know, rolled out in normal use, whatever that means. I don't know what these systems are, but they're the systems that get us in the air and get us back down. And you know, it's completely understandable that that has to be done incredibly rigorously for passenger safety as well, you know?
Yeah, of course. Well, listen, Sheila, I'm sorry you won't be visiting us this weekend.
I'm coming next weekend instead.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. And it's always lovely to talk to you. And thank you for taking
thank
our call. Sheila Fogarty there, LBC presenter, who was hoping to make it over to Shannon this evening, but that is not happening. Let's speak to Paul Charles now, the head coach with London Amateur Irish Rugby Club. Hello, Paul.
Morning, Claire.
You've had an adventurous morning, let's say, so far, I understand.
To say the least, yeah. Yeah, it all started this morning at 4 o'clock-ish, and where we got to find the news out. We are a travelling party of 120 to come to Dublin. We do it every year. It's our 40th year. And we obviously got the news this morning that Heathrow was closed.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do? What were the next steps?
Panicked, first of all, and thought we'll never get there. And we spoke to Aer Lingus as quickly as possible. They did their best to book us onto the next available flight, which wasn't until tomorrow at the earliest. And it was almost cautionary. We could get you on tomorrow. So what we did is we organised two coaches, the ferry, at a cost of around €15,000 to get over today. And you're talking to me from the top deck of a coach which is travelling along the motorway on the way to Holyhead.
€15,000, Paul.
Yeah, it's an incredible amount of money, I know, but it's a once in a lifetime for these boys and girls that are going to Dublin on tour from London Irish. It's a rite of passage for them, and there was no way we were going to allow what was a fire in Heathrow stop us from getting to Dublin this weekend.
Right. I mean, I feel I don't want to be too rude about this, but did the club have the €15,000 to hand? Because you're making these decisions at, 5 or 6 o'clock this morning to spend that amount of money to make sure you can get here.
Yeah. So what we've done, Claire, over the past year is we did a lot of fundraising as a group of people to raise funds for this. And thankfully, we raised enough money to get some of that paid. And the rest was donated by some of our parents with the view that we should get some refunds back.
Okay.
From Aer Lingus. So it wasn't so much we were full of money. We're absolutely not. We did a lot of fundraising over the last year to raise the money.
Right.
To get
and obviously, serious determination to get to Dublin to be here to play.
So we call it here the London Irish Resilience. It's just whatever you put in our way, we'll just find a way around it. So it's not one of those things where we would allow something as huge as Heathrow to put us off. And it's as simple as that. We've got 120 boys and girls want to play ball. And we're at the De La Salle tournament on Sunday, and we're playing against Clontarf tomorrow. And we've got tons of parents ready to take care of kids and billet, and tons of parents ready for a pint or two once we get to Dublin.
I'm sure they will be. So you're leaving at the ferry's at 4 o'clock, is it, this afternoon?
Ferry's at four. We're currently motoring down the motorway at the moment. So hopefully get there for 2:30, and hopefully, fingers crossed, no problems with the ferry. And we get across to the port, and then we go from there.
Right. Well, you'll have a tired bunch tonight, but hopefully ready to play then tomorrow.
I hope so. I hope so. I think we'll have some third parents too.
You certainly will, and yourself no doubt as well. But Paul, it's some testament to you and the club to be able to make that happen today, given what you were facing with 120 people looking to rebook. But you did it and you're on your way, and well done to you all. And I hope you have a brilliant weekend in Dublin. Paul Charles there, head coach with London Amateur Irish Rugby Club. And we'll be keeping you in touch with that story, and we'll be keeping abreast of it right throughout the morning. Coming up though, Big Brother is watching your bins. Householders who put the wrong waste in the recycling could face higher charges. We'll be finding out about that. Plus, predictions that Donald Trump's tariffs could have massive implications for the Irish economy in particular. All on the way.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.